Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, January 16th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Night of January 16th. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we explore the hidden gems of Wikipedia, unraveling the stories and insights that make you think deeper about the world around us. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we dive into the fascinating world of theater and justice with the play Night of January 16th by the renowned author Ayn Rand. Picture this. It's a cool evening in the early 1930s. The curtain rises, and you are not just a spectator. You are part of the jury tasked with deciding the fate of a character in a fictional murder trial. Ayn Rand's Night of January 16th offers a gripping drama where the audience literally gets to determine the ending. Intrigued? Well, settle in as we unravel the compelling narrative and innovative format of this play. Night of January 16th premiered in 1934 and quickly gained attention, not just because of its engaging plot, but due to its unconventional involvement of the audience in the play itself. The storyline centers around the mysterious death of a businessman named Bjorn Faulkner. Faulkner, known for his dubious business practices, is found dead after a fall from the penthouse of a New York skyscraper. The primary suspect? His secretary and alleged mistress, Karen Andre. The basic premise is familiar, a courtroom drama with witnesses, questioning, and emotional appeals. But there's a twist. Each performance features a different jury, selected from the audience. And their verdict, guilty or innocent, determines the play's ending. Now consider this for a moment. How might that change the dynamics of a performance? How would you feel making such a judgment call? Rand's play challenges not only the performers, but the audience to consider ethical dilemmas and the subjective nature of justice. In a time when societal norms were being questioned and the lines between right and wrong were often blurred, Rand's audience participation element broke theatrical norms, adding a layer of participatory democracy to the art. The play itself is rooted in Rand's developing philosophy of objectivism. If you are familiar with her work, Atlas Shrugged or The Fountainhead might come to mind. Her recurrent themes revolve around individualism, the pursuit of self-interest, and rationalism. Night of January 16th offers us a glimpse into her world of characters who are often larger than life yet deeply flawed, a reflection of Rand's belief in celebrating human potential and human complexity. But let's turn our focus to the question many find themselves pondering. How does involving the audience as jury affect the message of the play? It brings up fundamental questions about justice and perception. The narrative provided by the characters work to sway your judgment. Person A sees Karen Andre as a ruthless manipulator, while person B might describe her as a wronged woman. Would you be swayed by emotion or facts? It's a powerful position to be in, and it speaks to the larger societal justice system that relies heavily on perception, public opinion, and, dare I say, bias. There's an interesting anecdote from the play's early productions that's worth sharing. One performance in New York City in the summer heat led to a particularly emotional jury member exclaiming during deliberations in the show, "She's guilty, and another thing, it's too hot in here." That moment of real-world frustration blending with theater left its mark both on the performers and audience alike, showcasing how life and art often intersect in unexpected ways. Rand's play has been adapted numerous times across different countries, with each adaptation bringing something unique to the table. The settings, cultural nuances, and the audience's verdict continue to differ, reflecting local societal values. This adaptability raises a question for us. How might a contemporary audience, with modern understandings of gender roles, justice, and corporate ethics, perceive and rule in the murder investigation of Bjorn Faulkner? Would today's audience lean towards sympathy or skepticism? As we reach the end of our journey into Night of January 16th, I leave you with a call to action. Consider the ethical questions and dynamics in your own environment. How often do personal biases influence the judgments we make, knowingly or otherwise? Much like the audience of Rand's play, are we too serving on our own societal juries every day, weighing information and deciding on what we deem as just? I encourage you to explore more about Ayn Rand's works and perhaps even catch a performance or a reading of Night of January 16th. It's a powerful reflection of human nature and our justice system that remains relevant even today. How would you decide Karen Andre's fate? And more importantly, what does your decision say about how you view justice? Join me in the next episode of Wikipedia as we discover more fascinating stories from corners of the digital encyclopedia we all love. Until then, keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember that each day offers new verdicts to consider. Thank you for listening.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Night of January 16th. Thanks for listening. See you next time.